Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Robbie from Tacoma is. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Robbie is ready to rock. Steve Miggs, that means you got to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Robbie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which Major League Baseball team keeps a trident in their dugout for celebrating home runs?
The Mariners.
Yes. In the beer world, what does IPA stand for?
Oh, God. Pass.
Which member of Nirvana was the shortest?
Kurt Cobain.
Yes. The southernmost city in the world is located in which South American country?
Brazil?
No.
Argentina?
No.
Chile?
Yes. What tree measurement do foresters usually make at 4 feet above the ground?
Pass.
What sport is the focus of the movie Tin Cup?
Golf.
Yes. A clowder is the term for a group of what domestic animal?
A what?
A clowder is the term for a group of what domestic animal?
Domestic a clowder? I don't know. Hamsters?
No.
Gerbil?
No.
Pass.
In what West Coast city was the UN charter signed?
Los Angeles.
No.
San Francisco.
Yes! We'll get you down for 5 there, Robbie.
Ouch.
That's not bad. It's not bad at all. Steve Miggs, don't be a loser. Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
Which Major League Baseball team keeps a trident in their dugout for celebrating home runs?
Well, we held it, and that's the Seattle Mariners.
Yes. In the beer world, what does IPA stand for?
India Pale Ale.
Yes. Which member of Nirvana was the shortest?
Dave Grohl.
No.
Kurt Cobain.
Yes. The southernmost city in the world is located in which South American country?
Peru.
No.
Argentina.
No.
Spain.
No. What tree measurement do foresters usually make at 4 feet above the ground?
A Christmas tree?
No.
Knots?
No.
A tree here?
No. What sport is the focus of the movie Tin Cup?
Oh, is that golf?
It is. A clowder is the term for a group of what domestic animal?
Fish.
No.
Dogs.
No.
Cats.
Yes. In what West Coast city was the UN charter signed?
What West Coast city? Los Angeles.
No.
Seattle.
No.
Portland.
No. In what decade did cartoonist Charles Adams create the Addams Family?
That would be the 30s.
Yes. What scientist may have been driven mad by exposure to mercury?
Alfred Einstein.
No.
Thomas Edison.
No.
Bill Nye.
No. Steve Miggs, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, Robbie.
That's all right. Great job, Steve.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Our friend Robbie knew that the southernmost city in the world is located in Chile.
Ooh.
The tree measurement that foresters usually make at 4 feet above the ground is girth.
I bet they do.
Robbie also knew that the West Coast city where the UN charter was signed is San Francisco. And the scientist that may have been driven mad by exposure to mercury was Isaac Newton.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
Big win.
The Daily Mix Show.
During game two of the ALDS, after Julio's double put them in the lead, the TV broadcast showed this Mariners fan that was absolutely tearing up. And since then, he has gone viral as the Mariners crying guy. His name is Saul Spady, and Saul will join us after Nirvana. Game two of the ALDS was a roller coaster of emotions. Yes. After Julio's double put them in the lead, the TV broadcast showed a Mariners fan who was tearing up. And since then, he has gone viral as the Mariners crying guy.
Fans are feeling the emotions. Get some support. Everywhere.
This way. Yes.
His name is Saul Spady, and he joins us right now. Saul, good morning, and thank you so much for being what all of our all of us as lifelong Mariners fans are, which is like cautiously optimistic.
Oh, man. Yeah, right. No, I mean, we got to be all in for at least the next till we lose, right? There's so much room on the bandwagon. When people have asked me what's going on or what was emotionally going through me, I'm a lifelong Mariners fan. I literally flew to Toronto when we made the playoffs 3 years ago because my whole belief was like, man, it could be another 20 years.
Yeah,
we make the playoffs and I'll be what, 50? Right, are you kidding me? And so then you go to the game and then, you know, we're in the lead. We look like we're gonna pull it together and then we kind of blow the lead and then just the two guys that in my line has been we've grown up with them, you know, Julio and Cal, they've kind of become men in front of us. I have a mustache for the first time in my life because of Cal Raleigh and that show, you know, and I look ridiculous with this mustache.
I love it. No, you look fantastic. What are you talking about? Dude, it's so great. You bring up such a great, when Naylor had that error, and you're like, that guy is such a great defensive player. You're like, of course, this is all going to fall apart because this is just what happens with the Mariners. And when they showed you in the crowd, I think a lot of Mariners fans would all agree, like, this guy sums up what it's like to be a Mariners fan. Like, we are all you at that moment, like, just feeling those emotions.
Well, and you guys, there's a crazy piece of the story that I actually haven't told yet because, you know, I really the main story is just we won. Let's jump on the bandwagon. How awesome is this?
Right.
Right. The second story is that we as Mariners fans don't totally know how to be fans. And in the stadium, no, you guys are going to lose it. I have the video behind this if you want this.
Yes.
But in this, no one was that bad here. But in the stands, there were like four young men right behind me. I'm in the 100 level, like 144 or something. And they're not sitting, right? They've paid like $300 each. They mentioned this. They're like 22, 23. And they're like, you stand for playoff baseball. And of course, in the third inning, they sent security to make us sit down. And playoff baseball. And the moment security arrived, Jorge Polanco hit his first home run.
Nice.
And I mean, everything changed in that stadium. Literally no one sat again for the rest of the game. But like, that's how on edge we are. Like, I don't think we even know that we're allowed to stand for the whole damn game. We don't know that we're allowed to cry when we win and lose. And it's like, well, we gotta better learn real fast because this could be quite the run.
And we're talking with Saul Spady, who's the guy who's all over the world, being dubbed the Mariners crying guy. You've seen him all over social media. And it's funny you bring that up because I remember watching like the footage of everybody partying in the streets of Seattle. And somebody on like social media wrote like, you guys should act like you've been there before. And I'm like, no, we haven't. That's the whole point. Like the Mariners fans have not experienced a win at home in a playoff game in 24 years.
I was 11.
That's crazy.
Just bought tickets. People don't understand. StubHub, Game Time didn't exist. I couldn't even gotten my dad to get tickets last minute, you know, the way I got for my fiance and my producer, the way those young men got behind us. Like, we don't even know. Like, people are like, oh, wow, why was he wearing a Seahawks jersey? Not a real fan. Do you know how rare it is to be able to go to an NFL game and then cross the street?
Yep.
And go to a playoff game, I might never do that again in my life.
And I heard people giving you a hard time, too, for rocking the Savannah Bananas hat. I'm like, well, they were just in town. And also, maybe you were crying because they were just ousted out of the Banana Ball playoffs.
Oh, you're right. You know, I tracked the banana ball like crazy. No, I have no clue. The best part about this hat, and this is even funnier, I didn't go to the game. I was watching the Apple Cup with the owners of the Queen Anne Beer Hall at Occidental Hall.
Yeah.
I walked out after the Huskies won, and there was literally no line for the merch tent. I love marketing. I used to run all the marketing for Dick's Drive-Ins. One of the things I did when when the Seahawks made the playoffs back in 2013 is we switched out every single T-shirt at Dick's Drive-Ins to being Seahawks-themed to honor the team the day they made the playoffs back in 2013. And you know what? That all-in got us. We went and won the Super Bowl. And yeah, is it superstitious breaking that I already got flights to Toronto? Who cares? It's also much more fiscally responsible because if we win, there won't be any seats to Toronto. And by the way, playoff tickets in Toronto are $50.
That's crazy.
It's cheaper to fly to Toronto if we get through.
I saw like Detroit, it's like $100-something for a ticket. I'm like, man, I should just fly to Detroit. I could get a cheaper ticket than I could here at T-Mobile Park.
You know, we are one of the most expensive cities in America, and our fandom is starved deeply. And I am so joyful. I mean, you guys know I used to be a morning radio show host. I've gone viral for good and bad reasons. Like, oh my God, going viral for loving your team and having your partner comfort you when we hit the next iconic double. What an awesome thing to have happen as a fan.
I know, it's not like you were a CEO making out with your HR director.
No, it's we're so wholesome here in Seattle. I will say, if there's something like, gosh, maybe we're not perfect at running a city, but if a guy cries in the stands, we got his back. When we hit the big home run, a random fan gave it to the kid, and the kid yep. gave it to Cal Raleigh. You know, when the Phillies fan saw the home run, she kind of lost it, right? We have our problems. I get it. We're Seattle. But, man, we are so pure when it comes to fandom, and we all have each other's backs, and we are so... Everyone should be all in until there's nothing to be all in on this team because they deserve it.
So what was the moment when you realized, oh my gosh, I'm going viral? Like, were you at the game? Were you getting text messages? Like, when did you realize, oh man, I'm on national television being comforted by my significant other for tearing up about an awesome moment for the Mariners?
You know, it happens really fast. My phone started to just vibrate a lot as that was happening. And I mean, I'm really blessed. I have friends all over the country. Everyone knows I'm a diehard Mariners and Seahawks fan. And you know, one of the first people to text me is my old college classmate, Steven Nelson, who's the announcer for the Dodgers. And I just seen him a week before when the Dodgers were in town. And he's like, hey, buddy, get ready. You're the face of baseball fandom for tonight. And like, I mean, that's where I'm lucky, right? Some people maybe aren't fully ready for that moment. And also, like, we got to be honest, like, bring up the astronomer guy, you have just no clue what's happening, right? You're in this national moment, the camera hits you, and then you're home and you're number one story on baseball Reddit. It's so fast.
Saul Spady, Mariners crying guy, thank you so much for chatting with us about that experience. Thank you for just embodying the spirit of Mariners fans right now.
Hey, thank you guys. If anybody wants to play hooky today, I'm going to be at the Queen Anne Beer Hall.
Yes.
Come say hi. Let's go Mariners. Maybe oh. We'll win the whole damn thing.
Say hi to our friend Gary over there. We love the hall. It's an awesome spot. And also, I got to ask you, being the grandson of Dick's, the man who created Dick's, what's your Dick's order? You know, like, everyone's got their order. I think if you've lived in Seattle for even a half a second, like, for me, it would be a deluxe, two orders of fries, strawberry shake. What's yours?
Oh, man, it's a deluxe cheese, two fry, two tartar. I actually bring my own hot sauce because I'm crazy. And then I take the fries, I throw them on the deluxe and put a little hot sauce on top. And whole new burger, baby.
Custom. I love it, Saul. Thank you so much. And go Mariners.
And go Mariners. Thank you to all your listeners. And let's just ride the wave until it stops. Jump on the bandwagon. There's room for everybody from Idaho to Alaska.
Right on, my man. Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
You may have heard that Josh Naylor did not travel with the Mariners to Detroit, and it's all because his wife is about to have their first child. So many have already been airing their feelings about this, which means we've got to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Mariners third baseman Josh Naylor's status for games 3 and 4 of the ALDS, a bit uncertain at this time. Mm-hmm. This is Paul Silvey from King 5 reporting on it.
Josh Naylor did not travel with the team to Detroit. Naylor and his wife have been expecting the birth of their first child. Manager Dan Wilson played it close to the vest at his press conference. He did not provide details, but said they do have a plan in place if Naylor is not available for game 3.
But the manager did announce what the gender of the child is going to be, which I thought was kind of tacky, unnecessary, you know.
Well, she's in Arizona.
Yes.
This is their first child. Many have opinions on whether or not he's going to be with her or be with his team. So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of comments. You know, shockingly, some people are not very understanding. I think it's kind of crazy to me. I mean, this is his first child. Family should always come first, if you ask me. But some people don't believe that because baseball is more important than children. And who better to read these comments than somebody who has had experience getting pregnant? And that person is the star of the movie Junior.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes! If anyone knows pregnancy, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes. So let's read these comments from Robot Arnold about Josh Naylor and his wife having their kid and him potentially missing some baseball games. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is it just me? But if I were in this situation, I'd choose to play in the playoffs 100 out of 100 times. My wife says the same thing and would have been totally fine if I would have missed the berth for playoffs.
Well, then good. Then miss the birthday. But if he's getting the vibe that his wife is not okay with it, I don't blame him.
No, not at all. And it is, at first, I kind of was feeling that way, like, oh, no, go. But then I remembered how traumatic my birth situation was. I would not have wanted to do that by myself.
And also, he hasn't been playing all that great. So, I mean, you know what? Maybe it's because of that. So let him go. Let him have that child. And then he could come back stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Am I crazy? Or couldn't they have induced labor during this entire week they had off? Yep. I love Josh. And I'm happy for him just asking here.
You know, it's interesting. I remember talking to some football players way back in the day, and a lot of them, you would find that a lot of families would have their child on a Tuesday during the football season because they would induce their child. But I don't know how that works. And maybe there's a health risk, or maybe his wife just doesn't want to do that.
Well, and also being induced doesn't mean you're going to have the baby that day.
It
can still take days.
All right, then C-section it. I was going to say, you can schedule a C-section.
Wow.
I know that because that was an option they gave us.
And then
I was
she can recover from that major surgery at home by herself with a newborn baby.
It was great, though. Danny was able to play with the Mariners after that. I was.
Naylor had no faith that the 2025 Diamondbacks would make the playoffs.
Okay, that's actually pretty funny because he was a member of the Arizona Diamondbacks when this baby was made.
Oh.
And maybe he didn't have any faith. Like, yeah, postseason's not going to happen.
No issue.
Wife was probably like, want to make love. Josh looked at the calendar and said, yeah, I play for the Diamondbacks. We ain't making the playoffs.
Yeah, let's make love.
I'm a teacher. And there was a principal in my district who told his staff they should be timing their pregnancies so that the births were over summer break instead of the middle of the school year.
How do you have these conversations with a straight face?
I mean, it's chaos. Yeah. That is not going to go over well.
On one hand, no Josh Naylor for at least one game. On the other, dad mode Josh Naylor will be a god.
Yeah, maybe he's going to get like newfound dad strength.
That would be great.
And I know we goof about it, but this could be in the back of his mind the entire time. As much as like he's a professional, still, I mean, his wife is going to have a kid. He's nowhere near her. That's got to be stressful.
It's high level of concern.
Yeah.
As important as the game is, you'll never get that moment with your child and wife back. Family comes first.
Who are you to be bringing up logic in this situation?
Honestly, I have completely changed my tune on this. At first, I was like, he's got to play the game. But then that's exactly how I only have one kid. That was the only opportunity to have that moment.
Family is temporary. Legacies are forever. Make the right choice.
You know what? I was on the same thing. Just like you, I was on one side of the boat. Now I'm all of a sudden thinking he should be playing with the Mariners.
Oh, boy.
We haven't made the playoffs very often.
I know.
They brought him on board because of this. Oh. We have one more comment as read to us by Arnold Schwarzenegger about Josh Naylor potentially missing game 3, maybe even game 4. It depends on when his wife is going to pop.
Can she not simply give birth in the locker room? Surely they have some sort of medical devices for these types of things. This is the playoffs, damn it.
Oh my gosh, she can do one of the, like, I mean, I know they've got, like, ice baths and stuff like that. They could probably put some warm water in there, and she can just do a little home birth in the locker room.
Wheel her out there in the seventh inning stretch. The whole crowd gets behind her. We can make this happen.
Oh boy, I think she's really going to like that idea.
Yeah, I don't think any of their trainers are equipped to be helping with childbirth. I mean, I'm sure they could do it if need be, but I don't think that's necessarily how you pull this off.
Oh, no, not at all.
But go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is happening on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. Those tickets, Steve Miggs, they go on sale this Friday.
Yes.
People can check out all the details at KISW.com. Our lineup includes Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and more. And we cannot wait. There is a good chance you've woken up rather recently, and you're sipping coffee, and you're probably curious what is happening out there in the world. We're going to break it all down and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There is a woman who is going viral because she's upset about a man who was complaining to a restaurant that her kid was crying too loud. This is the woman talking about it and then arguing with the man.
So this gentleman here is telling me to tell my 8-month-old to stop screaming because he has to.
Okay, yeah. It's kind of hard to get an eight-month-old to stop doing anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has sensitive ears. I know it's loud, but he's an adult. He can leave, and he chooses not to leave. He's choosing me to tell me to take my baby out.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm not with her at first, but I'm starting to, like, think I'm on the team of the other guy, and I don't even know him because, like, you could also leave if your kid is losing its mind as a parent. Like, if your kid's having a meltdown, do you not pick her up or pick him up and leave the room?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because he has sensitive ears. She's a child, sir. It's not me. I didn't do anything.
You're causing this whole restaurant to have to hear our discussion. They don't want to eat that. They want to eat their food.
You came to me about my child, did you not? You can't remove yourself from this restaurant. No, you're disrespectful, you're entitled, and you're being privileged right now.
I mean, you could say the same about you as well in that argument.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
I'm not crazy for thinking that.
No, I mean, I will say I do feel bad. If it was just her, like maybe she's a single mom, like maybe she doesn't have somebody to help and take the kid out for a minute and they could switch back and forth.
That's what the busboy's for.
Oh, God.
When you're taking those dishes, can you take my child in the back?
Oh, God. No.
I'm not responsible for the way that men have probably mistreated you in the past.
Men, I'm a happily married woman. What are you talking about, baby? I'm 10 years next week, so no one has mistreated me.
Okay, now I don't think I like either one of them.
No.
Like, he's jumping to conclusions.
They agree.
Just like you did.
I know.
She's happily married, Taryn. What's wrong with you?
Honestly, though, those were the moments as a mom of a newborn or a young kid that were the worst for me. Is when you're in public and they won't stop crying. I always left.
Yes. Same.
I was the one that got out of there.
You've been disrespectful.
Okay. That kid sounds like a dying pterodactyl.
Oh, no.
Since being a parent, though, I've been, I'm sure you guys maybe feel the same way. Like, you go to, like, anywhere in public and you see a kid having a meltdown. When I didn't have a child, I'd be like, whoa, what the hell is wrong? Bad parent. Like, I don't know. I make these assumptions. Now when I see that, I'm like, I've been there. I get it. I feel so bad for your parents.
Same, especially on, like, an airplane. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, you're doing a great job. Hang in there.
Oh, see, I don't feel that way. I had the best daughter ever. She never had a meltdown.
She's so quiet.
Ever.
Yeah. Yes. I still judge you guys when you guys have problems with your kids. So in that situation, take the kid and leave the restaurant. Yeah. I think, you know, I think it was bad of him and stupid of him to jump to some kind of conclusions, make an assumption about a person, similar to Tyron Daly did about her. But besides that, like, he's not in the wrong for being annoyed with a screaming child. And apparently this went on for a while.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah. I know when you have meltdowns, I pick you up and take you out of the restaurant. Like, at the hall, you having a meltdown when the Mariners were losing? I'm like, okay, this is embarrassing.
Get her out of here.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can beat the great Steve Miggs at his own game? 317 wins you have, 103 losses you have, and 88 ties. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Miggs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.